This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Feaster from Afar.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is cool. This is a monkey who hunts you.
Yeah. Yep. Like an airborne monkey. Yeah. I love one of the things that they point out on the podcast, on the Podcraft podcast, is how Lovecraftian fiction will use similes in a way that are not relatable.
Right.
You know, so you use a simile to be like, this is a thing that you know. So you say like her hair was like a sunset. You think about sunsets that you know, and you've been like, oh, sunsets are nice. Yes. The hair must have been nice. And that teaches you something about the hair. This is, you know, it's like it was black, infinitely old, shriveled and humped like some kind of enormous airborne monkey.
You know, nobody like knows you what see.
That, like, that doesn't help me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what like the interstellar like hunting knife monkey is.
Furious, you know? George coming for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, curiosity must be punished. Curious George is a very Lovecraftian
Curious George, we have to agree, the man in the yellow hat is obviously an avatar absolutely. Of Haster. But I was saying Furious George because you mentioned a monkey with a knife.
Yes, yeah, Furious George from a late Simpsons, by which I mean solidly in the first four.
Yes, in like season 12.
Yeah. So this thing is a monkey that hunts you when it shows up. So he gets called to Earth. He has the same kind of star restrictions. He can only be on Earth when it's dark outside and Aldebaran is above the horizon.
Yes.
So he has like a time limit, which automatically gives me an adventure hook. Like it is a hunter and you have to hold out until like sunrise.
Yeah. And also like it is a hunter, and to hunt it, you have to examine its patterns and determine that he comes out only at these particular times by the stars.
And the patterns you find are him going, the way he attacks you, he only wants one thing. It's to stick his knife into your skull and suck out your brain.
The feaster from afar only wants one thing, and it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I'm the feaster from right here, and I want many things. So I respect his focus.
Yes.
He eats your brain, which sucks out points of intelligence, which I always love when they like take actual physical gray matter and correspond it to points of the stat.
just divide. I don't know. Average person has what, intelligence 12, something like that.
Yeah. Just so divide. If they have like half a brain, they have intelligence 6.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of like, oh, I can't bring, you know, I no longer have motor functions, but I must be a real dummy. And so he leaves all these holes in your head. You can survive this and become a vegetable.
You can quote unquote survive this.
Yes. Yeah. But that's all. That's how you're going to find this guy in his patterns. Right. Like you go through you're a team of adventurers, a group of people in some village, you know, one night a month for the last like year. A corpse has shown up in this state, and you have to like kind of point out the time, you know, that comes up in the morning, you know, so you have to figure out the time of death. You find out eventually through all these victims that it happens only a certain time when the star is above the horizon. Then you find this cult.
Yes.
That's summoning this thing. Like it's very hooky.
Yes. And it prefers, like, you know, it goes after people with mythos points.
Yeah.
You know, it will only go after you if you have this, which means that as you study this more, you get more likely to be hunted.
Like Slenderman.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you know, that is very cool. I love this knife monkey.
It's funny that you said like Slenderman, and it's actually like that is actually the like it's operative. It's not just Slenderman as a joke.
Oh yeah, no. Like Slenderman is like Slenderman is extremely mythosy.
Yes.
Like you know, I've done my like half-throated defense of the Slenderman on this network many times. I think that it is cool, and that original series is great.
Yes.
And I do not care who knows it, and I don't care what teens get murdered.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.